So this is the third day. We have the first day, we explained from the Rambam's Hakdama, the concept of Torah Sheba'al Peh, that there's a set finite body of material called Torah Sheba'al Peh, that each generation is given over in the Masorah by the Beis Hagadol, until, in the end, it was all of the halachas written in the Gemara and the Mishnah and the Yishalmi, Sefer Sefrei, and the Rambam codified that halacha in the Yad. The second day, we were explaining in Hilchos Tamei Torah that there's two basic chiyuvim in Hilchos Tamei Torah. The first one is to acquire the Yedias HaTorah, which we saw is an obligation. The father has to give over to the son the knowledge of Torah, it says. And that we saw that if the father does not do it, then the son becomes obligated to do it. And that was one din that we had. That was, we'll be going through this a little bit more, but that's in Hilchos Tamei Torah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, and Halacha Gimel. And then another obligation we had in Halacha Ches, Kolish Misol Chayif B'Talmud Torah, that everybody, whether your father taught you or didn't teach you, have to be involved in learning, constant involvement in learning, constant growth in learning. Just want to, this time, go take those building blocks, sort of, and explain how to come L'maisa. First, how it comes L'maisa in the Rambam's understanding of how these obligations, how they come together, how you carry them out L'maisa. Also, in terms of, if we have time, we'll try to get to the Atarim, let's say the sheet of the Rabbeinu Tam, which we mentioned, who's a little bit different than the Rambam. If we'd have time, we'd like to get into whatever, maybe some other opinions. We'll see, however much time we have, we can do it. And old chazon, if there would be left over. Now, what the Rambam said is, we've said, I think it would be kedai like to look in the, well, we have it in the hand. If you saw the handouts there on page 49, 50, 51, is the Rambam. As we have said, like this, the general structure of the Rambam, we had said, we mentioned Halacha Aleph through Gimel, is that thing that, what we call it, the mitzvah of gaining the knowledge of Torah. We said that after that, the halachas after that were of, those things which follow from it. And, I was speaking with some people afterwards, if we could get this, one of the questions to deal with, and we said that the Rambam says in Halacha Hey, La'olam yilmod adam Torah v'chakach yisa'isha. A man should learn Torah first and then get married, because, right, and the question is, what do you mean, yilmod Torah v'chakach yisa'isha? They said in the Rambam, if you understand the structure of the Rambam, it makes a lot of sense, because, right, the question is, when do you ever have an achakach? You have to learn your whole life. There's no such thing as afterwards, and what is the limit? So he said, no, because it's going with what he said in Halacha Aleph, the finite amount. And as we explained, the finite amount is the Torah Shebichsav and the Torah Sheba'al Peh. So it means when you finish that finite amount, then get married. Right? If it's in the flow of the Rambam, it certainly makes sense. Question is that the Rosh in Kiddushin says on this, Kitzvalosa limud lo yada'an. I don't know what the amount is. Because it can't be that a person would be mevatel piravirvya kol yamav. And Rav Warmings itself pointed out, and actually the Shulchan Aruch Harav pointed this out before, that the Rosh is arguing with the Rambam. And the Rambam is clear what the kitzvah is. The kitzvah is that amount which every father has to teach his son, which is Torah Shebich Sev, Torah Sheba'al Peh. The question we'd like to deal with is, why does the Rosh argue? Why isn't it clear in the Gemara? In the Gemara, it should be clear, because the Gemara itself said that, the father has to teach. The Gemara says later, to be explained yesterday, why isn't it clear, like the Rambam was saying, what is the Rosh's difference? That's one thing to deal with. Another thing to deal with is if we go into Halacha Zayin, it says, Hayaminhag Medina Likach Malamed Hatinoko Schar. If the Minhag Medina is that the one who teaches children takes schar, you have to pay him. Sano scharo, then you have to pay him. Meaning, if there's no minna, if no minna takes schar, but if there's a minna ka medina, then you're chayev bischar. The chayev lo lamdo bischar ad sheyikarei Torah shebechzav kula. And a person is chayev to pay schar until he learns kula Torah shebechzav kula. Right, so you have to hire a tutor or hire a teacher for your son until he knows all of Torah Shebichsav. Right, which, you know, the implication here is that's only what you have bischar, but I have Torah Shebichsav, you have to teach also, but that you don't have to pay schar for. And that, like, it would say later.
Isn't that mashma that the father's not responsible for more than just Torah Shebichsav?
No, for carrot, it's mashma the other way. It's mashma. Because that's what he has to pay bischar.
Why would that be a chiluk? Because I have to pay for what I have to do. If I don't have to do
I'll tell you. Because go vaita. Because fekert. Because he goes on vaita. Mokum shenogu lamed Torah shebichsav is mutter lamed bischar. A place to go to mokum minhug, then it's mutter. Meaning a place where there's no mokum minhug, then it's aser. Avol Torah shebapel aser lamed bischar. Right? So.
Special iser, not it's not
correct, and that's why he says only if it's Minhag Medina you pay schar. Why just if Minhag Medina? If it's not the Minhag Medina, but there's an individual there, it's mashma you don't have to pay to that individual there. Why? Because only if it's a Minhag Medina, then you're chayiv. Like what you're saying, just it's chayiv to pay. No, you see, it's only because there's an issa to take schar, therefore there can't be a din. So if the malka, if there's a minhag medina not to take schar, then there's no obligation. If there's a minhag medina to take schar, then it's an obligation on Torah shebichsav, but not for Torah shebalpeh. So it's vekeret. There's mashma Torah shebalpeh is a chiyuv. We don't want to get into it. It's been gone through. This has been gone through by many, many achronim, and the great majority say like this, that it's, yeah, if you wanted to, the Kesef Mishnah here says, like, you wanted to say, but in the Shulchan Aruch, he says not like that. The Shulchan Aruch, he says, like that it is a chiyuv in Torah Shebal Peh, even with us. Whatever, I don't want to get to, but the great majority certainly learned this way, and that's, okay, but that's what it is. So, yeah, the farce is each Torah Shebichsav, and by the way, you see here, that it means all of Torah Shebichsav. It doesn't just mean you teach him a couple of psukim, a parasha here, it means yachayiv. So, if he says you have to pay bischar, all of Torah Shebichsav, certainly that means that his obligation to teach is all of Torah Shebichsav. That's where it comes from. Right? So, anyhow, so we see that this just, I guess, solidifies the point that the father's obligation is to teach his son all of Torah Shebichsav, and according to the Rambam, the reproach of saying all of Torah Shebal Peh. What we have here is a discussion when he comes out L'maisa, the have the Bach on the tour, who says this point that it is shelo kedin that the olam is noheg not to teach nach. Really, this means that in the chadarim we should go teach all of nach. He says, but we don't do that. He says this point shelo kedin that olam is not like shelo kedin that they don't teach nach. Now, because the Rambam says, and we'll get there in a minute. The Rambam says in Halacha Yud Beis that Nevi'im and Ksuvim is Bechlal Torah Shebichsav. Now, okay, we'll get there. And he makes a discussion. He says that Rashi, and the Achronim point this out, that Rashi in the Gemara seems to say Torah Shebichsav is only the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, but not Nach. The Rambam holds it is Nach. It seems that most posts will go like the Rambam, that Nach is Torah Shebichsav. So the Bach says, really, we should teach all of our sons Nach. Why am I doing it? Shlo Kedin. Okay, and when we get to it, I'd like to get to the Shach and possibly another Yishuv for why in the Chadarim they don't teach Nach. to get there, next thing. So these halachas that we had in Halacha Dalet, Hey, Vav, Zion, were all coming off of the din of the father has to teach his son all of Torah. If the father doesn't, son has to teach himself. All that was coming off of that. And halacha ches, as we said, we had another din, kol ish miso chayef p'talma Torah. This is a din of constant involvement in learning, constant growth in learning, every day and every night. Good, so that's halacha ches, and that's halacha tes. In halacha yud, we have something else, another din. He says, they can't leave you. As long as whenever a person is not involved in learning, he will forget. So you have to avoid forgetting. And therefore, you always have to be learning, involved in learning Torah. Which this is really a third din. What this is saying is that, and it will be going on the Torah of Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh, that since there was a din that you had to know it, and then after you know it, you still have to, what we would call, review it. You have to chazer it so that you don't forget. And this will go, as it says, Ad Yom Mosel, till the day of his death. But so this is a third halacha, a halacha that you have to learn to prevent forgetting, right? There's one din that you have to learn to acquire the knowledge, another din that you have to be involved in constant learning, and a third din that you have to learn in order to not forget. Then in halacha yid aleph, what the Rambam is doing is essentially putting all of these together. Halacha yid aleph, as we've said, v'chayev l'shalesh es man lidaso. You have to split into thirds the time of your learning. Shlish Torah Shebichsav, Shlish Torah Shebaal Peh, Shlish. He says you have to understand how the conclusions follow from the beginning principles and how you derive one thing from another thing, and that's called Gemara, right? So the third is Gemara. And what Gemara is basically about, Torah Shebichsav is a finite thing. It's the books of Tanakh. Torah Shebaal Peh is also finite. It is all the halachas that have been passed in the Arach HaZaka from the Gemara and the Tosefta and the Sefer and Sefer, that's a finite thing. But what Gemara is what is the Mokar of the Din, what is the Sforah of the Din, how it follows from something else. And that is essentially unlimited, because there could always be deeper and deeper understandings, deeper and deeper understanding what the Lumdus is, what the reason is, where it comes from, deeper and deeper insights. Right. So that the first two are limited, the third one is not. In Halacha Yud Beis, Rama makes this very concrete, gives the example. If he was a Baal Umnes who had to work 3 hours and learn Torah 9 hours, so it says the 9 hours, 3 hours Torah Shebichsav, 3 hours Torah Shebaal Peh, and 3 hours is in Gemara. He's telling you like this. When the Gemara says you have to be Mishalish, as we explained, it means you have to literally split into thirds. You have to split your time and put it into thirds. That's what it is. So 3 hours Torah Shebichsav, 3 hours Torah Shebaal Peh, 3 hours Gemara. Bemedvorim Amurim, he says, Betchilas Talmudo Shel Adam. This is at the beginning of his learning. Avok Shegag, Tibul Chachma, Vle Yitzurach, Vilma Torah Shebichsav, Lashak Torah Shebaal Peh. When he comes greater in wisdom, he doesn't have to spend all his time in Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh. Then Yikore Be'itim Yuzmanam Torah Shebichsav Divrei Tshuva Ktei Sheshachach Torah Be'mid Divrei Dini Torah. Set times for Chazara of Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh and Divrei Shemua so that you not forget Dini Torah. Here also you see that Torah Shebaal Peh means Dini Torah, right? So you set times for Chazara, and the rest of the time, Yifna Kol Yom of B'Gemara Levad, if Yerocha Shesh B'Levi Shebtai Torah. And spend all of the time for Gemara in accordance with the breadth of his mind and how terrible his das is, his yishuv hadas. So he's saying a couple of things. He's saying like this. As far, you learn a third, a third, a third, until you know Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebaal Peh, you don't have to learn it anymore. And then you review it. So what he's saying is that the first chiyuv, the chiyuv of acquiring the knowledge of Torah, So that you gain when you're learning your third of Torah Shabbat here, your third of Torah Shabbat Peh there, that's when you do it. Once you've finished it, so then you don't have that anymore, then you just have the obligation to review. And the obligation to review does not have a din that you have to do it in thirds. That is Itim Uzumanim. That is set times, which would mean in accordance with your memory. How good you have a good your memory is. That's your set times. And then the rest of it you spend in Gemara, because what the Rambam is saying here is that the obligation to involve yourself in this obligation of constant involvement in Talmud Torah must be in accordance with your abilities. Meaning you can't just say, okay, I'm going to spend my time learning Gemara, read it up and that. No, you have to exert yourself. You have to find whatever you are capable of, whatever level of insight and understanding you are capable of, that's what you have to do. You have to be machadish, you have to be ma'ayin, and you have to get the deepest understanding that you are capable of. That's the firochav sheish beliba v'yishev daito. Right? The obligation of Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh, that is the same for everybody. Everybody has to get all of Torah Shebichsav, and everybody has to get all of Torah Shebaal Peh. The obligation to learn Talmud Torah on your own, which is beyond Torah Shebich Sav and Torah Shebaal Peh, that is everybody in accordance with his ability. Right? The Ran also says this in the Dorm. Everybody has to learn Kafi Kocho. Everybody has to learn. This is right, and this is another aspect that the obligation to learn Torah is, we say Kafi Yoruch Sheshu, in accordance with his ability. To give an example, this is one of the Gemara says, it's one thing that says, Mevatlin Talmud Torah, L'Kriyas Megillah. For Kriyas Megillah, it says, Mevatlin Talmud Torah. I said, the Vault asks, what do you mean? Megillah says, there's also Torah. Why is it a bit of Torah? So, this is one of the answers that is said, and certainly this is true in the Rambam. If you are capable of learning more, and you do not need to learn Megillah now because you know it and you don't need the review, so it's a bit of Torah for you because you should be learning E and you should be right something that you already know, which you do not have a need to review anymore. So then that would be a bit of Torah for you to learn because the Torah is mechayev for you to learn Kafi Rochav Sheish Beliba V'Yishev Daita. That's just an example.
So is there an Indian of Chazara and Gemara?
The point is like this. You're 100% right. There is no obligation to know Gemara or to remember Gemara. So there is no obligation to remember Gemara. It's just that you should do it in order to enable your learning, in order to enable your understanding, in order to enable. For example, you won't learn as well anything if you didn't have the memory. But you're right. It is not the obligation to forget. Could only be going on something where there's an obligation to know. If there's no obligation to know, then there's no obligation to forget. So there is ultimately no obligation to remember Gemara. It's just a practical. And by the way, I should point out something else. The reason why it's in the Rambam, the limited set of halachas is Torah Shebaal Peh. By the way, it's called Torah Shebaal Peh, and we pointed out that in Talmud Bavli, they call it Mishnah, right? That was called the Mishnah of each Torah. The Rambam's calling it Torah Shebaal Peh. The reason why it's Torah Shebaal Peh is because it was memorized. Everybody memorized it. It was Mishnah, which was, everybody memorized it. Everybody knew it. And the way the Mesorah was given over was that you had this thing which everybody knew and everybody memorized, and then you had Gemara, which was learnt on the Mishnah, but not memorized, not known. And I mean, certainly there are things of it which they memorize, but there's no obligation of it because it's vast, it's too much. And the point is that in Gemara, you would always be able to learn it anew. You see, the Mishnah is that aspect which everything was given over. And the Gemara is that which is, where it's expanded and where it's brought out. So I don't mean that nobody memorized. Certainly people did memorize, and certainly there were drushes, but the Am as a whole did not memorize it. It was always the Mishnah, which is the base, and the Gemara, which is the expansion from it. Because if everything would have had to have been memorized and everything would have to be done, then nothing would ever, it wouldn't ever be done. You know, especially since it could be Mechadesh, Nigim Ayin. So there has to be an aspect that it is that the Torah, Shabbat HaPeh, that is memorized, everybody memorized it, and everybody had to know it. And then there's the Gemara, which is the beyond that, which everybody has to learn, but not, there's no obligation. And certainly when you know it, when you should know it, but it's not obligated. Yeah, I'll point out one other thing, which is, it says here, there was one line here which I referred to in the past, but when I was reading here on Halachi Beis, I skipped it. I think this is Kedai just to be omit on it, just to be omit what these Gedarim are. And also, you know, question, somebody asked me yesterday, well, you know, why doesn't the Rambam define what Torah Shebaal Peh is here? He talks about Torah Shebaal Peh. He talks about the father having to teach the son Torah. Why doesn't he say it explicitly at Torah Shebaal Peh? So he said, Torah Shebaal Peh, and this is a term that was defined in the Hakdama. The Rambam doesn't have to define it here because he expects that you would learn the Hakdama. And let me bring out something else here. I think this is another point which should also bring out this one. He says here, in Halachi Beis, on the third line, he says, "V'divrei Kabbalah b'chal Torah shebichsav hein." Divrei Kabbalah is nach. That means in the Gemara, I always say, "Divrei Kabbalah nach is b'chal Torah shebichsav hein, upeirushon b'chal Torah shebal peh." And their peirush is included in Torah shebal peh. So, what in the world does this mean? What peirush? First of all, how could it be in Torah Shebaal Peh? If the Rambam says that everything in the Yad is Torah Shebaal Peh Kula, he doesn't have Perishna. And second of all, what Perish is he talking about? There's a Perish, I mean, who? The Radak's Perish? You're talking about the Medrash Rabbah? We're talking about Medrash Shochtav? Which Midrash and which Perish are we talking about? You're talking about Targum Yonasan? Where does it mean? What does it mean, their Perish? What's he referring to, even? Yeah, right? So, I think, and in here also, you know, following the approach of reformers, that's all I think. There's no way you can understand what, and how do you carry out the din? You don't even know what parish he's talking about. How could he possibly learn a 30-day Torah Shebaal Peh, which includes the parish? You know what parish it is. Who's? I think it's like this. You have to go. The Rambam is referring to what he says in the Hakdama, and I'll just read this. You know, if we have here the Hakdama, you know, it's the beginning of this handout. The first thing here, it says, now they put it on page 5. We'll just read it. Kol HaMitzvos, if you find him, we'll be clear what it is. He says, Kol HaMitzvos, Shenitnu Lo Moshe B'Sinai, B'Feirusha Nitnu. All mitzvahs that were given to Moshe at Har Sinai were given with their explanations. Shenemar, the pasuk says, "Ve'etnu lachas luchos ha'even v'atorah v'mitzvah." So when it says, you know, it says three things: luchos. Well, we know what that is: Torah and mitzvah. What is that? Torah zitara shebechsav, v'mitzvah zupeirusha, and mitzvah is its peirush. V'tzivonu lasos ha'torah al pi mitzvah. He commanded us to do the Torah according to the mitzvah. Well. I think, as you know, that line, Sivon Ulasa Satara Pi Mitzvah, needs a little bit of explanation, because it seems to be unnecessary. Because you're telling me Hashem gave us Torah. And Hashem gave us, you know, in the Torah it says, keep Shabbos. And he gave a Perish, what it means to keep Shabbos. So what do you need another command to keep according to the mitzvah? It's redundant. Hashem gave you, right, he gave you the Torah with the mitzvahs. And he gave you the perish, what that means. That's what he said. So what do you need another tzivon l'asas ha-Torah pi mitzvah for? He said, keep Shabbos. He said Shabbos means lamates melachos. What more do you need? What is it? What, another tzivon? Clearly, the way it has to mean, the way the Rambam said, that this sentence of tzivon l'asas ha-Torah pi mitzvah is to identify what the perish is, means, and to explain why it's called mitzvah. HaMitzvah zu perusha, it's perish. What perish do we mean? We mean the tzivon l'asas ha-Torah pi mitzvah. The Perush, according, right, the Perush of the way in which we have to carry out the Torah. In other words, the Perush that gives us the tzivoy of how to do the Torah, according to the mitzvah, that is the Perush which you're talking about. Right? In other words, it could be many Perushim, right? It could be, and certainly Hashem and Har Sinai gave us more than just the halachas of how to teach, right? Hashem gave certainly Yisodos in Machshav, certainly we say in Kabbalah and things, all things were at Sinai. But when we say mitzvah, zuperusha, we mean that Tzivon allows us a Torah al pi a mitzvah. We mean that Tzivoy, Hashem gave the Torah to carry out according to the mitzvah, and that is the perish that we're talking about. Right, and that's what I mean. It's not that the pshat that it's another tzivoy. It's that this is identifying that the perish that we're talking about is the perish that Hashem commanded us to keep the Torah according to. That's what it is, right? And that's why it's called mitzvah, right? Because Torah means like general guidance. Mitzvah means command, specific, right? So Torah is keep Shabbos. That's Torah. Tzivoy is, you're not allowed to plow, you're not allowed to plant, you're not allowed to harvest, you're not, all that is tzivoy, right? So that's Torah and mitzvah. So that's the mitzvah is the perish because it is the tzivoy of how to keep the Torah. That's what it's saying. Mitzvah zu, he and nikreis Torah shebal peh. This mitzvah is that which is called Torah shebal peh. Right? And this point means it's mitzvah, it's that which is called Torah shebal peh. Rama says further, Kol Torah kasva Moshe Rabbeinu kodem shiyamus. Okay, the entire Torah Moshe Rabbeinu wrote, and Torah in this sense means what he said before, Torah. And just in, we'll skip two lines later, it says, v'hamitzvah shehi perish haTorah, the mitzvah, right, that which was Torah, he wrote, and the mitzvah, which is the perish haTorah, was lo kasva, he didn't write it. He just commanded everybody to keep it. Right? He commanded. It's a mitzvah. It's dinim. He commanded everybody to keep it. Right? And because of this, it is called Torah Shebal Peh. Meaning, what it is, he's saying very clearly, what the thing is mitzvah or perish haTorah. That's what it is. It is called Torah Shebal Peh because it wasn't written. Right, what it is mitzvah shiperish at Torah. Right, that's what he's saying here. So, once we have just this, and so the point is, when we're learning Rambam, we want to know what Torah Shebal Peh is, or any kind of. Rambam is consistent in his usage of terms, so therefore you should look back to the way he said it before, especially the first time. This is the first time, and this is where he's identifying it. You want to know what the Torah Shebal Peh is? It is the mitzvah, which is the Perush HaTorah. That is it. It's called Torah Shebal Peh because we don't write it down. It is the mitzvah, which is Perush HaTorah. What the Rambam is doing here in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Lach Yedbeis, is, well, when you read that in the Hakdama, I told you Torah is Torah Shebechsav. Mitzvah, which is the perish of it, is Torah Shebal Peh. But you thought that was only of the Chumash, of the Chamisha Chumashi Torah. What about Nach? So he's saying, I'm telling you now I'm telling you that Divrei Kabbalah is Bechlau Torah Shebech Savhein, Uperushin Bechlau Torah Shebal Peh. That the words of the Divrei Kabbalah, that's included in Torah Shebech Sav. So when I'm passing the dinam of Torah Shebech Sav here, I mean not just Chamisha Chumashi Torah, I mean the Viyim Uksuvim. And the perush of Divrei Nevi'im, that's Bechlal, the perush. That's, right? That's Bechlal Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh, I told you, is what? Is perush HaTorah. It's the perush HaTorah that you have to keep the Torah according to. So Nach is the same thing as Chumash. So just like Chumash, the perush of it, that you have to keep the Torah according to is Bechlal Torah Shebal Peh. Divrei Kabbalah, the words of Divrei Kabbalah are Torah Shebechsav, and the perish is Bechal Torah Shebal Peh. So which perish is he talking about? Clearly, he's talking about the perish that you have to keep halachos according to. So what this means is that anytime you have psukim in Nach, that, so to speak, we derive halachos from, so those explanations of the psukim in Nach, according to the halachos, those are Bechal Torah Shebal Peh. So, for example, anytime go through Megillat Esther, there are many psukim that are darshaned in the Gemara that we learn halachas of Mikra Megillah from, or right. So those the perish of those psukim are what the prazim and mukafim. Prazim Amimosi Yeshua Ben Nun, we talk about Prazim Ben Yamo Karayim, all the dinim that we would darshan from there, or that the Kohan, the Mavat Mavoda for it, all of the halachas that we darshan from Psukim in Nach are Bechlau Torah Shebar Al Peh. And then, because if not for this, you would have thought that we couldn't darshan halachas from Torah Shabbat, or wouldn't be admissible, or something. He's saying, no, we can't admit that, and this could, right. So whatever halachas, so even Hagisa B'Yom V'Layla, the perish of Hagisa B'Yom V'Layla would also be B'chlal Torah Shabbat Peh, because it is a perish of Torah Shabbat Le'inyin, how we have to keep the Tzivuyim. I think that's the... That would be the clear shot. So that's what we had here. The next thing I think which we have to deal with is this is a question: why? Okay, we have all the three different obligations. We have the obligations on all of Torah Shabbat and Torah Shabbat Peh, the obligation not to forget it, and the question is like this. We said that how is he fulfilling his obligation to know all of Torah Shabbat Chassav and all of Torah Shabbat Peh? He's fulfilling it when he learns 3 hours a day in Torah Shabbat Chassav and 3 hours a day in Torah Shabbat Peh. He also has to spend his 3 hours a day learning Gemara. The question is why? Why should he spend 3 hours a day learning Gemara? If, as we said, that he has an obligation to finish all of Torah Shabbat Chassav and all of Torah Shabbat Peh, so why not spend all your day in Torah Shabbat Chassav and Torah Shabbat Peh, right? There's no specific obligation on Gemara, right? Your chiyuv of Talmud Torah, you should be able to be yotze that with learning Torah Shabbat Chassav and Torah Shabbat Peh also. Now, even though I said that you have to learn in accordance with your abilities, but that would only be keeping to the other chiyuvim of the Torah, which, right? You're not going to spend all your time learning Gemara when you didn't yet learn Torah Shabbat Chassav and Torah Shabbat Peh, because you only spend your time learning Gemara, so to speak, which would be only not to be mevatel the chiyuv of Torah Shabbat Chassav and Torah Shabbat Peh. You only learn via your abilities when you don't have to because of the other facets of the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. So why not spend all your time on Torah Shabbat Chassav and Torah Shabbat Peh? Right? If there's no specific halacha that you have to learn Gemara, it's just involvement in Torah, whatever the involvement is, you'll be yotzei all your chiyuvim of learning Torah if you spend all your time on Torah Shabbat Chassav and Torah Shabbat Peh. And that's what you should do, l'chora, because... Until you know it all, and then learn Gemara. Why spend a third of your time on Gemara? You'll finish it much faster, right? Instead of spending 6 hours a day, you spend 9 hours a day. You'll finish it, right? Instead of spending 3 years on it, you'll spend only 2 years on it, and then you'll spend all your time on Gemara much earlier. Why not do it that way? That would have been the more reasonable way, because there's no specific obligation to learn Gemara. So spend all your time, right? So why do you spend a third of your day learning Gemara? So, that is a question. So, So the way, and I'll present here the way which Rav Weinberg had said it, which just to give an introduction to this is that this is there's a din that the generally the post can generally have said this, Weinberg himself brought rise to it from the Rambam, but there's some, like this. If you're learning and don't understand, you're reading words and don't understand what the words mean, are you Yotzei Mitzvah of Talmud Torah or not? So what is generally understood, I think accepted by most poskim, is that if it's Torah Shebichsav, you are Yotze. If it's Torah Shebal Peh, you're not Yotze. And that's what they say. Yeah, they say this. Many of them say it in Aruch Chaim, I believe, some in Memtes, and other places, that you're the Torah Shebal Peh, you need to have understanding of. Torah Shebichsav, you can't. It's a minimal mitzvah, but you are Yotze a mitzvah just by reading words of Torah Shebichsav. Torah Shebal Peh, not. Why not? So, you know, Rav Warmick said the simplest way to understand it is, as we've said a couple of minutes ago, what is the essence of Torah Shebal Peh? The Rambam said, it's a perish, right? We just saw that before. It's the perish of Torah Shebichsav in the aspect of how you have to keep the mitzvahs. Well, a perish means that has to explain something to you. If you don't know what it's saying, then it can't be a perish, right? The Torah Shebichsav is the Torah Shebichsav what Hashem wrote. So that's what it is. That is the Torah. The Torah Shebal Peh is the perish. If it's not mefarish anything to you because you don't know what it means, so then there's no Torah Shebal Peh. It's not a Torah Shebal Peh then. Or to put it another way, what this means is that the essence of the Torah Shebal Peh is the understanding of it, right? The words which they said, or the words which they put on paper, that's the Heicha Timtza to get to the understanding, right? And so if I feel you get an understanding better, if I said, I'll change my words because I wanted to get across the understanding. And so even if we'll say, the Beis Din tried to say these words, another guy said another one. What they're trying to do is give across the understanding in the best way. That's what it is. It's the perish. It's the understanding of what it is. That is what the Torah Shebal Peh is. What the Torah Shebichsav is not the understanding, because that's subjective. I understand. I say one pshat, you'll say a different pshat, I'll say a different. Right, and they could all be good. They could all be good pshatim. But what the Torah is the words themselves, which everybody is saying a pshat in. That's what the Torah is. What Hashem gave us is the words themselves. So if you get the words themselves, then you have Torah. Right? The essence of the Torah Shebichsav is the words themselves. The essence of the Torah Shebal Peh is the understanding that comes from the words. This is similar to what the Rambam said at the end of the Hakdamah. He says, you will read this work, the Yodea Mimenu Torah Shebal Peh. You will know from it the Torah Shebal Peh. It's always, what the Torah Shebal Peh is always, is a Yodea that comes from the words. It's not the words itself. He never says, you will know from the Torah Shebichsav, the Torah Shebichsav. You know, he never says, you will know from reading that book, Torah Shebichsav. It doesn't work. It's not the knowledge of it. It is the words itself. So with that, now what is the understanding of Torah Shebal Peh that you need to be yotze the mitzvah? When we say there's a mitzvah of, and this also true, when we say there's a mitzvah of Yediyas HaTorah, what is the understanding? What is the Yediyah that you have to have a Torah Shebal Peh? It is the, we would call it the halachically correct understanding, right? It means you have, you know, like if you read a Mishnah, and but you don't know how the Mishnah comes out la halacha, so that's not Torah Shebal Peh. Or if you read the Gemara, and you understand the whole Shaka Vitaria, but you don't know what is the Maskana Lahalacha, so that's not Torah Shebal Peh. So you know Gemara, that's fine, but you don't know the Torah Shebal Peh unless you know what is the correct understanding in terms of the Tzivu, in terms of what you have to carry out. That's what you have to understand. And by the way, when we talk about Yediyas HaTorah and Torah Shebichsav, it's also true that you do not need to know what is the meaning of the words. Even if you don't know the meaning of the words, but you know the words themselves, that would be a Yediyah of Torah Shebichsav, because you know there's no kfiyas of what the words mean, right? The kfiyas is, there's no kfiyas on which translation of the words, what they mean. And that's not what Hashem gave us. Hashem didn't give us the translation of the words. It's the words themselves. So to know all of Torah Shebichsav means that you know all the words of Torah Shebichsav. If you know the meaning also, it's even better. It's nachbasem, meaning better. But the minimal is to know the words of it. And certainly, There are many psukim that we don't know the meaning of the words. Gemara says in Megillah, Achashtoranim, Bnei Harmochim, we don't know. There are words in Sefer Iyov, and many people don't know what they mean. That's not, as long as you know the words, then Torah Shebal Peh not. You have to have the meaning because it is the understanding of what it is. So, what I'm saying here is like this. The reason why you need to learn a third of your day in Gemara is because, like this, because you would not be able to understand what the Torah Shebaal Peh means in many instances or in the full sense unless you have learning of Gemara going on. Whatever words you're going to put down in a sefer, or whatever words you're going to give over to say what the Torah Shebaal Peh means, but you have to understand it. You have to understand what the concept is. I'm going to talk about a bikona. What is a kinyan? I'm going to talk about a chalos. What is a chalos? I'm going to talk about all different concepts, all different words. I'm going to say this thing and then something else. There has to be some understanding. To understand words, you have to have, let's put it this way, a certain understanding of the logic of what is the thing that's supposed to come out of the words. If somebody does not have any training in Gemara, then he's going to make mistakes. He's not going to understand what this means. Here he's not going to understand what this means. That's why you have to learn a Shlish Gemara. Because without the Shlish Gemara, let's put it this way, it's not that you have to learn a specific item in Gemara or a specific parag or a specific mesechta. There's not any specific thing, but you have to learn Gemara. Because if you don't learn Gemara, so then your mind is not trained to understand what we call maybe Torah logic or Gemara logic or Torah Shabbat. So you won't chop what this means. You think it means something, it means something else. You'll have the wrong idea. You have to train yourself through Gemara, to understand what the concepts that the words refer to, what they really mean. And so it's necessary to learn Gemara for that reason. And the din is, so you learn a third, in order to be able to understand properly what it is.
What was the Rambam
Oh, 100%. This is exactly what he means. It's exactly what he means. Because, and this is a good point, you're raising a very good issue, that they ask, you know, but the Rambam says here is that he's reading the Mishnah Torah in order that, as he says, all the dinim are gluyim, lakatan, v'lagadal, that they are revealed, so somebody small and somebody big, everybody could understand it. He, as we said, he could read this book, he doesn't have to read another book, yeah, and he knows everything. But we know that the Rush says, people are reading the Rambam, they don't know Gemara, are saying wrong pshat. You have the Rush, you have the Rivash, you have many others who've written like that. In the Rambam himself, he had one of the Igaris Rambam, a very, very sadistic Igaris. He wrote to Rav Pinchas Sadayan. Rav Pinchas Sadayan timed this. He says, your words are good, but only if somebody knows all of Gemara. Because it's the one thing, it's not right that people would know that Tanaim and Amoraim. And it's also because the people don't learn Gemara, so they learn it, and they don't know what they're saying, and they make mistakes, and they don't know where the things come from. Yeah, okay, so the Rambam gives a whole explanation. It's very assertive. It explains exactly what he did and why he did it. But then he says, and that which you complained about the people who don't know, he says, it's not, you know, anybody who writes a book, he can't say, oh, but you and you can't learn it. It's not the responsibility. Always got people who don't know. That's what he says. I mean, the Rambam understood that people would misunderstand. He says Gali Lakatan Vilgadal. He didn't mean that everybody in the whole world would know it. What he meant is that people who would learn in the way which the Torah says to learn, which would mean a shlish of Torah Shavasava, shlish of Torah Shabapesh, shlish of Kuhamara, they would be able to learn it. When he says you don't have to read another book in between it, what he means is that you do not need specific information for it. Meaning you do not have to, like this. You could read the Rambam, for example, let's say in Hilchos Shabbos, you do not have to learn Masechta Shabbos. But you have to learn Gemara in order that you know in general how to think and how to... Right. Because you cannot learn, certainly you cannot learn a work like the Rambam without knowing the logic, according to, does it mean this, does it mean that? Well, I have to know what is the conceptual framework, what is the logical framework within which I understand things. And he meant also that you also have to know what the meanings of words are. This is also said. He was a very big daika, and you read it, you see you have to be medaik. If somebody who doesn't know how to be medayek, of course is going to say wrong shatim. It means somebody who is able to understand the text because he understands the meanings of words. He understands how to be medayek in words. He understands how to understand the order of words. He understands that. And he has an understanding of, we call it the, and as we've said, he's learning Gemara in his third of his time. So such a person can take out without, but somebody who's not going to learn Gemara and just learn Rambam, for sure, the Rambam understands that such a person would misunderstand the Rambam.
So the Rambam didn't mean to say that all you have to learn is my Sefer?
Absolutely not. Because in Hilchos Talmud Torah, he said they have to spend a third of your time learning Gemara. That's a din, he paskins. Right? Rambam says, Chayev l'shalash hazman l'idoso, and that's b'tchilas talmudo. B'tchilas talmudo, you have to spend a third of your day learning Gemara. He understood that people would keep the din. Right? When he said in the introduction that you don't need it, it just meant in the sense that you do not need specific knowledge. You do not need... It's like that. You do not need to know, like I said, Masechta Shabbos in order to understand in Hilchos Shabbos, as long as you're learning Gemara in a third of your time. You do not need to read the specific Sefer between them. But about it, you have to be involved in Gemara. Well, right? He expected that when you learn Hilchos Talmud Torah, you would know Dak Tama. He said Dak Tama, you'd know Hilchos Talmud Torah also. So... I'll just say that. Okay. Another point. He said this din of Bamed Vorem Amurim, right? He said that when it says Yechayv L'Shash Zman L'Midos, he said that is only B'Tchilas Talmudo, right? But the Acha Shehigdil B'Chachma, it does not apply. The question is, which Nosei Kalim deal with other Achronim, what is the source of the Rambam? Because we know that everything which the Rambam says in the Yad has a source in the Gemara. He doesn't just say it on his own. This is actually, he says in that letter to Rav Pinchas Hadayin, he says this is most clear thing that Rav Pinchas Hadayin tying it on him, why do you say things without sources? He says, what do you mean? I didn't say anything on my own. He says, I wrote to you in the Hakdama that this Sefer is based upon Talmud Bavli, Yerushalmi, Sifra, and Sifri, and Tesefta. So everything which I wrote in the Yad that is Bistam is from the Bavli, Yerushalmi, Sifra, Sifri, and Tesefta. What's the problem? Anything that is not from there, then I wrote Yeiro Eli, or it seems to me, or Mikahan Atalamed, from here you can derive something else. But if I didn't, or if it's Horu Haga'onim, but if I don't write Yeiro Eli or Mikana Talamed or Horu Haga'onim, then you know everything is explicit. Talmud Aruch Hu Beferish Bavli Hishami Sifra Sifrei Tesefta. But then later he said, oh, but the difficulty is, you don't know where it is in Talmud Bavli. Then he said, hey, and I actually didn't think now that might be a problem because somebody asked me where the halacha was, and I had difficulty. So now I think I'm going to write another sefer, which would be a companion to the ad, just to say where the dinim are. Not to say anything, just to say. But he says like this: anything in Hilchos Shabbos, that's in Misafta Shabbos or Erevin, I'm not going to have to say where it is. Right? That's that. But if that is Misafta Shabbos, then I'm going to tell you, oh, let's say Chagiga Perek Ein Darshan. That's what I see a necessity for. All right, but whatever it is. The point here is that the Rambam, if he's saying it, then if it's not something that he is deducing, if it's something he says, Stam, it can't be something he deduced. It's something he had to see Beferish. So where does Rambam see Beferish? We saw in the Gemara in Kiddushin, it just says, you have to be Mishalish. Right? We saw that yesterday. The Gemara says, you have to be Mishalish. It doesn't say that. Where does Rambam see it from? There are different suggestions. I will just present you with my suggestion. I think that I have found a source for this, which is the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Tes, that the Gemara says, this is Memor of Amar Rava, L'olam Yilmod Adam Torah, V'achakach Yehge. Person should learn Torah first and then think about it. Shenema B'Torah Hashem, V'hadar B'Torah So Yehge. So I'm saying like this. We had a very similar Memra in Kiddushin, La'olam, in form similar. La'olam yilmod adam Torah, v'achakach yisa isha. So what does it mean, La'olam yilmod adam Torah, v'achakach yisa isha? So yilmod, we said, yilmod adam Torah means he should learn the whole Torah. The Torah shebechsav and Torah shebal peh, and then get married, right? That's what it means. La'olam yilmod adam Torah, v'achakach yisa isha. So I say it means the same thing here. La'olam yilmod adam Torah, v'achakach yaga. He should turn on all the Torah shebechsav and Torah shebal peh. And then he should think about it. Think about it means Gemara. And that's what it is. It says that it's first, and the first one is, it's the other member that first it's called Toras Hashem, and then it's called Torasa. So Rashi says, I'm not sure, I believe in Kiddushim, I think Rashi said, it's called Toras Hashem before he learns it. Once he learns it, it's called Torasa. So that's what I mean. The olam yilmod adam Torah we learn from the Torah Hashem chefzo. It's Torah Hashem when he didn't yet learn it, and that should be his chefetz. They should learn it, and afterwards, yeah. So it's no longer learning, right? It's yega. Yega means that he should be ma'ayan into it. Yega is the marker for all yifna kol yamav. There's no longer learning. It's yifna kol yamav gemara. That's yega. And kafir. Right, in accordance with his ability. So this, you see in that Gemara, two stages. Yilmod Adam Torah, which is, as we said, the Shlish of Torah, Shabbat, Shlish Torah, Shabbat, that is how he learns Torah. And especially the way we've been saying, even the Shlish of Gemara is part of his Yilmod Adam Torah. So it's at first it's a Yilmod Adam Torah, and then Yaga, and Yaga is Yifna Kol Yom of Gemara Vat. That's on the side that was my little addition, which I put there. In any event, there's one other point to be ma'ore here on the Rambam, which is like this. There's another thing we have to be ma'ayin, which is also like a question we have from what we saw in the Hakdama to what we see here. Because in the Hakdama, if you remember, he said, Lefikach, Karasi Shem Chibur Zeh Mishnah Torah. Therefore, I call this work Mishnah Torah. V'fisha Adam Korei B'Torah Shebechsav Techila V'achakach Korei Bazeh V'yedemen Torah Shebal Pekula. He reads the Torah Shebechsav first, and after that, V'achakach, after that he reads this, V'yedemen Torah Shebal Pekula. It sounds like the Rambam is saying that there is a din that you learn Torah Shebechsav first, or there is a practice, either a din or a practice, that first you would learn Torah Shebechsav, and then you learn Torah Shebal Peh. And he's saying that that's why it's called Mishnah Torah. I mean, it's called the second Torah because you learn it second, right? That's, the question is, when does that apply? Because here he's saying you learn them all together, right? You have to learn Torah Shebechsav and Torah Shebal Peh and Gemara all at the same time, right? So, and he's saying that's B'tchilas Talmudo. So when do you have it that you do Torah Shebechsav first and Torah Shebal Peh second? He's saying you learn them all together. They seem to be, in a sense, contradictory. So right. So ben chamish lemikra. Right. So the marker for what he says in the Hakdama would be ben chamish lemikra, ben esel lemishna, ben tesvav lekamara.
Yashlish Talmud though is only when you're old enough to do all three. When you're too young and you can only be holding the chumash, then you have to spend the whole day on chumash.
Right. Right. Except that, right. I'll just say, but the problem is the Rambam doesn't say like a little child learns Torah Shechav Adam. It doesn't. So if we take that Mishnah, the way which Rashi says in Pirkei Avos there is that it's a Ben Eser LeMishnah, because in 5 years he learns all of Mikra. And the reason why Ben Tesvav LeGemara, because in 5 years he learns all of Mishnah. So what it sounds like there is that it's a din that Bedafka you have to learn all of Mikra first and then all of Mish. I mean, he's not saying there it's because the child is not capable of learning Mishnah before 10 years. Maybe he is capable, but he has to finish Chumash first. And maybe the child is capable of learning Gemara before he's 15. They can learn Gemara when he's 12 or 13, like the kids nowadays learn Gemara. But he has to finish all of Mishnah first. So from that Rashi, it would seem that it is a din, that there is a din that you have to learn all of Mikra first and all of Mishnah. It's not just a din in the child. We had this a statement of the Rush at the end of the second parak of Baba Metzia. The Rush says, it is on the Gemara, in l'chamidah g'dol mizu. V'amar b'midrash, says in the Midrash, lo shiyedaleg adam mimikra l'medrash, mimedrash l'gemara, ela shiyilmod mikra, v'achakach mishnah, v'achakach gemara. You shouldn't skip going from mikra, he says, to midrash, to gemara. No, you finish, do mikra, and well, after that you do mishnah, and after that you do gemara. The Pilpula Charifta, what's these there? Author of the Tosas Yom Tov. So he wrote in his introduction to his Perish on the Rush on Brachos, which is printed in the Gemaras and Brachos. In his introduction there, the introduction of, I think in Brachos called Madana Yom Tov. In the introduction to the Madana Yom Tov on the Rush, he brings this and he says the Pshat is, like we said, that you have to, you shouldn't learn a pasuk in Chumash and then go into the Medrash Halacha to derive the Halacha. And then, no, you should finish, he says, you should finish all of Mikra and then do all of Mishnah and then do all of kind of like would be Mashma from that Rashi and like would be Mashma from this statement in the Hakdama, right, but which would Lechora not be like we were saying here in the Luchos Talmud Torah. So, And this, should I say, in the Shurim of Weinberg's itself was Masuhu, how to put the two together. So one pshat, which is possible to say, is that when he's talking here about Tchilas Talmudo, that Tchilas Talmudo is actually a second stage of learning. And that's when you're actually learning. Like when the child is learning, that's not cool. When he's like learning Chumash, that wouldn't be called Talmudo. That would be called, let's say, Kriya. It would be like this. At the stage when he's making a Kriya B'Torah, so then you would learn Mikra, and then you would learn Mishnah, which means you would learn all of Mikra, and then you would learn all of Mishnah, and then memorize all the Mishnayos. But you didn't yet learn it because you don't necessarily have the ideas of Torah Shebichsav yet, or the ideas of Torah Shebichsav, meaning they run through all of, let's say, Tanakh, but they don't necessarily know it until they have to learn it a couple more times. And then with the Mishnah, they might have memorized it, but they don't necessarily know what it means, and then until they have the, as we said, this stage, which is Tchilas Talmudo, which is when the Rebbe is explaining what all the Mishnayos mean. And so at this stage of Talmud, that's when you need to do Shlish, Shlish, Shlish.
That's Shema Shvei L'Chuppah. So there's no time for that, because Rambam says he's supposed to finish everything before you get married.
Right. So you finish that, so you're going to finish that in
Shlish, Shlish, Shlish is only between 15 and 18.
Yeah. Or you'll say that well.
It's 5 years to learn Mishnayos, but then you have to spend only 3 years on Torah Shebichsav. It doesn't seem to really.
Okay, if you Or he says you could go till 20 and not, that's when it starts. It starts when he's 18, but there's no actual violation until he's 20. So if you spend, if you spend 5 years in learning Shtark, you can do it. That's what it would be. But then also we have the din, it's only Yomotev, but he said it's Yitzim Skabal, you know, it's not an absolute. The La'olam Yomotev Achachisish is only the La'olam. It's only that which you would do Lechatri, like it says, it's Yitzim Skabal, Allah, but that's Shininsa Shain Libo Ponda. Yeah, but that's, yeah, that's what he's saying. That is, it's at least the optimal way to do it, the best way to do it, unless it's. Okay. So that's one possibility. He said the other possibility would be to say that when he's saying in the Hakdama that you learn Torah Shebichsav first and then Torah Shebal Peh, maybe it does not mean all of Torah Shebichsav and all of Torah Shebal Peh, but maybe it means section by section. So that means, let's say, before you learn Hilcha Sukkah, see, we learn the psukim in the Torah about Sukkah, Pesukah Seishah Shem. Before you learn Hilcha Shabbos, you learn the psukim about Shabbos, and then learn the Torah Shebal Peh on it. And he said that the Aruch HaShulchan, many times he does that. He brings, before he starts talking about the halachas, he will first write the psukim, and then go. It could be that what the Rambam is saying, that you read the Torah Shebichsav first, and then the Torah Shebal Peh on each section that you're doing. But this would be not like the Pshat of Rashi. L'chora would be not like the Pshat of Rashi in Pirkei Avos. It would rather be like the other Meforashim. Other Meforashim say that Ben Eser LeMishnah is only because he cannot understand it until he's 10 years old, and Ben Teslov L'Gemara means that he would only appreciate the Gemara when he's 15 and not before. And so if we're going with this pshat, then you would say, go with those Meforashim and Pirkei Avos. Not that he learns all the Torah in 5 years and all the Mikra in 5 years, all the Mishnah in 5 years. Rather, he doesn't necessarily learn at all, but the point is, he's not ready to learn Mishnah until he's 10, not ready to learn it, and then the Rambam will be going with that. But I said the Pulpula Charifta actually goes out of his way to say that's not the Pshat in the Rush, but you know we could say there's, you know, it's certainly Yamachlokas, and certainly we could learn the Rambam that way. Okay. Am I supposed to stop now? We have to. We should continue. All right, we'll go a little more. So the Rabbeinu Tam, we'll go a little bit further, I guess, too. What the Rabbeinu Tam, okay, is a shita, not like this, and this is what's actually brought in the Shulchan Aruch. What the Rambam says is clearly that when it says, when the Gemara says you have to be Mishalish, it means you need to have split your time into thirds and clearly into equal thirds. What the Rabbeinu Tam says is, and we should have this here. The, they have this here. It's on page 55 of these things. Rabbeinu Tam Pirish. We are someich, and that which it says in Sanhedrin, Bavel Belula b'mikra b'mishna v'gemara. The Gemara's Bavel Belula mikulam. That the Gemara Bavli, you see from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, is mixed in with everything. See, you keep yotze everything with Talmud Bavli. The Ramah in the Shulchan Aruch brings this. The Mechaber copies to Lashon the Rambam, the Ramah brings this Rabbeinu Tam, that if you just learn Talmud Bavli, Yotze, right? The Rush also brings this here. He says, we are Yotze Archiv with Talmud Bavli. That's, and he says, we are Yotze Archiv with Talmud Bavli, because Gemara says Bavli Kulam. So what this means is that the Rabbeinu Tam holds that when the Gemara says Yishmi Mishalesh, right, it doesn't mean that you need equal thirds, because certainly even Talmud Bavli has many psukim in it. Talmud Bavli has many Mishnayos, not equal. They're not. Certainly, the great majority of Talmud Bavli is Gemara. Second in size of it would be the Mishnah or the Halachas it has in it, and third would be psukim. It's certainly not equal. So certainly, it doesn't mean equal thirds. Not only that, it also doesn't mean to be mechalek. The Rambam says means three separate portions, right? And three portions that are equal. So the Rambam doesn't have to be equal, doesn't have to be separate portions. You can learn one thing that has it all together. So what does it mean, mechalek? Mechalek means that you have to learn them all equally, sort of with equal interest. It doesn't mean that you have to have equal time on them. And the other Rishonim say this also. It doesn't mean equal time, but yes, it means you have to be, let's say, equally interested in them. So when you're learning Talmud Bavli, if, let's say, you skip the Agadatas because they're not in the Inyan, the Gemara, or you skip the Drushas, so then you're not being Yodzei, right? Because you have to have Psukim also. So you have to do the psukim. If you learn the Gemara that's in Lomdus, you're learning it. Then you're learning Gemara. When you're learning what the halacha is, you're learning the halacha. You're learning Torah Shabbat Peh. When you're on the pasuk, you're learning the pasuk. If you're learning it to learn everything equally in Talmud Bavli, so then you would be Yotzei according to Rabbeinu Tam. But if you, let's say, skip, so you're not Yotzei. Also, if you would be learning just what we call Gemara B'iyan nowadays, also not learning Talmud Bavli, because if you're learning just a couple lines of Gemara, and then you're learning the Xosis Kasha and the Nesivas, and you're going through what the Rashba says, what the Ritva says, whatever, you're not learning Talmud Bavli, you are learning Gemara, and you're learning maybe Kvikochu in Gemara, that's what you, but you're not learning Talmud Bavli, right? It means to learn Talmud Bavli, it means to learn Talmud Bavli at a pace. If I could just say what one word here, and this I'm going to say on my own. I think it requires some understanding what Rabbeinu Tam means, because you could really ask this. What does he mean that we're somech, the lashon we have, we're somech on that which the Gemara says there? It's clearly said that there's some raya from what the Gemara said in Sanhedrin. Mashma the Gemara in Sanhedrin didn't say it, he wouldn't have said this pshat. Where's Soimech and what it says in Sanhedrin? Question is, what are we being Soimech on in Sanhedrin? If you look at the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Gemara in Sanhedrin is not talking at all about anything in Hilchos Talmud Torah. It's just Nagadata. It's talking, what the Gemara says there is Bovel. It's saying, why is it called Bovel? Because the Bolo, the Mikra, the Mishnah, the Gemara, similar to what the Pasuk says is called Bovel, because Bolo Hashem Stas Kolaritz, right? The Gemara says it's called Bolo because it's Bovel, it's Bolo, the Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara. Where do you see anything about Hilchas Talmud Torah there? Like this. It didn't tell you that you could spend all your day learning Talmud Bavli. It's not talking about that. It's not talking about what you're learning, what you're not learning. So it's like this. L'chaora, if the Rabbeinu Tam knew on his own that the pshat is Yibim Mishalesh, and then he would also know on his own that Talmud Bavli is Bol. I mean, if he asked me, are there many psukim in Talmud Bavli? Sure, I know there's many psukim. I know there's lots of halachos, right? Doesn't it seem likely that you would need the Gemara to prove to you that Talmud Bavli is Bolo? Anybody who learns Talmud Bavli would know that it's Bolo. So what is he bringing the Raya there? If it's to prove that Talmud Bavli is Bolo, or if it's not Bolo enough, the Hilchas Talmud Torah, he's not talking in the context of Hilchas Talmud Torah, he's talking making a drush on a pasuk. So what is he bringing there? All right. If it is a Chiddush in Talmud Torah, then how do you see it from there? How do I know you could be yotze with it? So I think there are some people who learn what it means. What Rabbeinu Tam means is like this. The Gemara in Kiddushin says you have to be Mishalesh, Sman Lemudo. So certainly, you learn the Gemara in Kiddushin, that we certainly say that the Amoraim who said that din, it's in the Kedushin, it's in Avodah Zarah, certainly they were Mishalesh Dezman, but what must happen is when Talmud Bavli was written, then it must have changed. The Gemara is telling us that Talmud Bavli is Bolo, because now Talmud Bavli, we don't have to do Mishalesh anymore, because now we have Talmud Bavli. But I'd say that shot, I can't understand. That shot to me sounds impossible, because what the Gemara in Sanhedrin, it's not a stomach of the Gemara saying it, the Gemara is quoting Rabbi Yochanan, right? Bovel, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Bovel, B'mikra Mishnah, the Talmud. Rabbi Yochanan, there was no Talmud Bavli written at that time. Bavli was written more than 100 years later, 200 years later. Rabbi Yochanan can't be talking about Talmud Bavli. So, and Rabbi Yochanan, so what are you bringing Mariah from? So the way I would say it, I think it needs a Hezder. What is Rabbeinu Tam's Raya? The way I would say it, I think it's Pashtut. What Rabbi Yochanan is talking about is the way people in Bavel learned. There was no written work called Talmud Bavli. And it's in the context of other Gemaras. The Gemara are there that contrast the Talmidei Chachamim in Bavel versus Talmidei Chachamim in Eretz Yisrael, the Talmidei Chachamim in Bavel were Meroim, right? It contrasts, it's the way people in Bavel and people in Eretz Yisrael learned. So what Gemara is bringing there is that Rabbi Yochanan said this also. It's called Bavel because in Bavel they learned in a way that was Bavel the Mikra Mishnah Talmud. Right. In Eretz Yisrael, by implication, they didn't learn it in a way that was Bavel the Mikra Mishnah Talmud. In Bavel, they did. So now what Rabbeinu Tam is saying is, well, if you say the Pshat and Mishalesh is they have to learn in separate parts, then how did they learn in Bavel in a way that was Bolo? Alamai, you see, they don't have to learn in a way that was Bolo. And now, when we have our written Talmud Bavli, the way that we have our written Talmud Bavli is the record of their learning, right? So now, because they were Yotzei, their mitzvah Talmud Torah by learning a Torah that was Bolo, because that's how they learned. So the Memela, when we have Talmud Bavli, we have a sort of the record of their learning, the acts of Talmud Bavli, so we could be able to do that also. Because when we have, let's say, in Talmud Bavli, like say, you have, let's say, a member of Humnun Amarav said this, five other members. What about the members of Humnun Amarav? Because it was the same Amora who said it. Why were they all together? Because that's the way they said it, because they memorized and they said all five together. So we have the way we have Talmud Bavli is the way they learned it there. So the Raya is not because Talmud Bavli was written the way because it's written there. So what he meaning is the Talmid Chacham and Eretz Yisrael they learned in a way that was separate. The Talmid Chacham and Bavli learned in a way that was Bolo. You see, you can learn in a way that was Bolo, and that's our Talmud Bavli. And how do we know that the proportion isn't enough? Because it must be that's what they were learning there. That's how it was written down. That's just inside. That's what I think would be the pshat in Rabbeinu Tam. Yeah.
It's a little bit funny because they're not going to record their learning of Pesukim and Mishnah.
They certainly did. That's why we have all the Agadotas in Talmud Bavli. The reason is because, you see, in Talmud Yerushalmi, you have less Agadotas because they had separate books of Midrash.
They didn't become Amoraim until after they finished learning Kol Torah Kula, and then they started Hazring with a portion of the time, right? The Yashlish is only when you're learning. So,
So hold on. So the Rabbeinu Tam is going to be.
We're learning them as adults.
Yeah. Rabbeinu Tam is arguing with the Ramban's point that there's a difference between Tchilas Tamudo and not. Yeah, that's Mimonovshuch. Mimonovshuch, it's true that Rabbeinu Tam is arguing with the Vort that the Ramban said that it's only Tchilas Tamudo after Mimashlish, not after. The Rabbeinu Tam is holding that it's always a din you have to be mashlish, and others said that. They said we don't. Rabbeinu Tam is arguing that mashlish is throughout the rest of your life, but we, meaning the Rishonim, the Balei Tosfos, we are so mech on this. So that's why we're not mishalish.
At that point, the Gemara's raya is not a raya b'chol, because the Rambam would agree. By the time they became Amoraim and started recording.
He didn't know from the Ramban.
He didn't have that there's
a second stage. Okay, he's going, in the understanding Gemara says you have to be Mishalesh. I said, it doesn't say anywhere that I made a mocker up for the Ramban somewhere else. Okay, you could argue with that mocker of the Ramban. You could learn that Gemara differently. You want to make a different mocker of the Ramban, you can make a different mocker. But the Rambam, that's the Rambam's chiddush, that it's the Medrash Tchilas Tamuda. The Rebbeinu Tam doesn't know from that. He says, why are we Mishalish Tamuda? Mishalish Tamuda should mean that you have to learn separate Siddurim. Okay, you have to have a separate Seder for Mistoma, the Rambam Tam, and his Havamin also, the Seder didn't have to be equal. But it would have to be separate times. Why not separate times? Oh, you see, Talmud, they both didn't have to be. All right, I think we're... Okay, go ahead.